So many things to do, including coming to the Royal Jansen Historical Society, where we have a large display of vintage Santa Clauses and many editions of The Night Before Christmas. And we also have a Santa Claus.
Hi, I'm Jalal from the Victory Bus Project. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Gunel Reznikoff of Chatham, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Steve Hughes reports for the Times Union that in Coymans, the Carver Company have backed off of their proposal for an 80-acre wind turbine facility there, and developers now say they will not need the town to rezone a 364-acre wildlife management area. In southern Albany County, the wind turbine facility project would be just north of the Port of Coymans between Route 144 and the Hudson River. Carver Companies now says they can keep the manufacturing portion of the project on land owned by Holcomb just north of the Port of Coymans between Route 144 and the Hudson River that is already zoned for manufacturing. The developers hope to manufacture more than 200 wind turbine blades a year and create up to 600 jobs in Coymans. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that there is at least one local election with results still pending. Currently in Wallkill in Ulster County, incumbent Republican George Serrano and Democrat Neil Meyer are tied in the town supervisor election. Both have 1,910. Next week, the Board of Elections will do a hand recount and say they will have the results by December 2nd. So either the incumbent Serrano or the town board member and former deputy supervisor of the town, Meyer, will become the next supervisor. And you can read more about this story in Mid-Hudson News. Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that in the election held this year in October and November, only between 20 and 30% of voters turned out to cast ballots. Backers of a proposal to move local elections to a year when turnout is naturally higher because of high-profile presidential and Senate votes are still getting pushback from many local leaders who want to maintain the status quo. Moving local elections to even-numbered years is one of more than 150 bills passed that are waiting for a signature from Governor Kathy Hochul to become law. New York Public Interest Research Group Executive Director Blair Horner said, and I quote, "In a democracy, a representative democracy, you want to have the biggest turnout possible. We think it's easier for voters to remember that they're supposed to go to the polling place, particularly when there's high-profile election," end quote. Stephen Aquario, Executive Director of the State Association of Counties says most county leaders across the state are opposed to moving local elections, saying, and I quote, "I think we need to respect their choice, their decisions, and not change laws because people in the Capitol think that they have a better view of how to control their behavior. People are motivated by their own behavior, by what their own values are, what matters to them, or whether or not they'll go to a voting machine and cast a ballot," end quote. Elections for city or village elections and for races for county clerk, sheriff, district attorneys, local judges, and others protected in the state constitution to be held in odd number years would not be moved if Hochul signs the bill. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a mostly sunny Saturday with a temperature high near 39 degrees and a northwest wind at around 5 miles an hour becoming south in the afternoon. Tonight it will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 23 degrees and a light south wind. On Sunday, there will be a chance of rain after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 42 degrees and a light south wind increasing to 5 to 9 miles an hour in the morning. And on Sunday night, there will be rain with a temperature low of around 34 degrees. And on Monday, a chance of showers before 1 p.m. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 47 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Paul and Liz of Kinderhook, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
Number
10. Next, we hear 2023 local music from Aaron Dyer from the band Buke and Gaze. This is a collaboration with Stargaze. The song is called Define.
Thank you. Number
eight.
Now here's 2023 new music from Boy Genius from their album The Record. This is Not Strong Enough.
Thank you.
number 7.
7.
7.
7. 7. 7.
Number
6.
Thank you.
2023 jazz there from Montana Roberts. That was We Said from the Chapter 5 in his Coin Coin series.
Number
5. Was Negative Land from 2023 from their album Speech Free. That was Tape the Pain in Place.
Number
4.
I have a house in the land to the north, one half of it red gold, the lower half of silver. Its porch is of white bronze, and its threshold copper, and of the wings of white yellow birds is its thatch, I think. Its candlesticks are golden, with a candle of great purity. with a gem, a precious stone, in the middle of the house. But for myself and the High Queen, none of us are sad. None of us are sad. A household there without old age, with yellow crested hair.
From the 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers, that was Kopeck's PG6 with I Have a House.
Next, we have 2023 music from the album The Intrinsic Nature of Ship from jazz pianist Matthew Ship. This is Jazz Frequency from Matthew Ship. Thank you.
number
three.
Here is a song from 2023 from Matmos from their Return to Archive record. It's they're exploring the Folkways archive. Here is why. Why indeed from Matmos.
Number
two.
Did you wanna write it down, or was that just a lie? Did you meet a blue-eyed girl? Was she sweet when she smiled?
number
one.
We hear 2023 local music from Aaron Dyer from the band Buke and Gaze. This is a collaboration with Stargaze. The song is called Define. ¶¶